cancer information and advances in treatment. This is Managing Cancer with Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Here's Melanie Cole.
HIPAC, or hypothermic intraperitoneal chemotherapy, is a highly concentrated heated chemotherapy treatment that's delivered directly to the abdomen during surgery. My guest today is Dr. Jesus Esquivel. He's a surgical oncologist and the medical director of International Oncology Initiatives for Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Welcome to the show, Dr. Esquivel. Tell us about HIPAC, this hypothermic intraperitoneal chemotherapy. What is it and who can benefit from it?
Okay. Good morning. Thank you, Melanie. So this is a procedure that has been around about 30-some years, so fairly new compared to other treatment modalities. And this is intended for patients that have advanced cancer in the abdomen. The most common tumor that does this type of dissemination would be appendix cancer. And if you can imagine that the tumor is ballooned and the balloon explodes and the air comes out, this would be the same thing with a tumor inside the abdomen, and then the air will be the tumor cells and they would spread throughout the abdomen. Colon cancer, ovarian cancer, gastric cancer, and mesothelioma in the abdomen tend to present this way. So what we do is a combination of surgery to get rid of all the bulky tumors, and then we use this heated intraperitoneal chemotherapy to about 107 degrees Fahrenheit to eliminate any residual cells that may be floating still around in the abdomen or pelvis.
How is this different from traditional chemotherapy?
Well, traditional chemotherapy is given through the intravenous, to the blood system. And so it's very difficult for that chemotherapy to get into where the tumor cells that are floating around in the abdomen are located. So this is a direct contact, and we see this always as the 1-2 punch, the one being the surgery first to remove all the bulky tumors, and then the chemotherapy directed directly into the cancer cells that are floating in the abdomen and pelvis.
So what are the benefits of HIPAC, and why is it, or is it, more beneficial than standard chemotherapy for these types of tumors?
I think that the combination of surgery and HIPAC is an extra management for patients that have advanced cancers. It's not competing with intravenous chemotherapy, but it's actually an adjunct. So a lot of these patients will need also intravenous chemotherapy either before or after the HIPAC procedure. So it's an extra step. As I frequently say, you know, sometimes it's good to wear a belt and suspenders to make sure those pants stay on.
Who might be a candidate for HIPAC?
The ideal patients will be those that have their tumors that are confined only to the limits of the abdomen and the pelvis. Meaning, if you have colon cancer that has spread in the abdomen and pelvis, but it also has spread to your lungs, then this is not the procedure that is indicated. On the other hand, it could be spread into the abdomen and the liver and the pelvis, and those patients would still be good candidates. So patients with colon cancer, with ovarian cancer, is gaining a tremendous momentum because a lot of times ovarian cancer tends to be localized to the abdomen and pelvis.
Are the doses of chemotherapy higher in HIPAC than in normal chemotherapy?
That is a great point. The answer is yes. Depending on the drug that we use for any given particular tumor, the concentrations that we're able to put in the abdomen are about 50 to 100 times higher than the one that you could give through the intravenous system. The reason being that when you put it just in the abdomen, very little of it gets absorbed into the blood. And so the effectiveness, so how good the chemotherapy works, is determined by the concentration, how much chemo can you give, while the side effects are determined by how much of that chemo makes it into the blood. So when you give it directly into the blood, well, 100% makes it to the blood. When you give it in the abdomen as HIPAC, very little of it gets into the blood.
So is it minimizing the rest of the body's exposure to chemotherapy?
That is correct, yes.
And what about the absorption and susceptibility of cancer cells? Is there an does it help the cells that you're attacking more directly? Is
yes.
that the point?
So the combination makes three things. First of all, we use it, as I mentioned, to 107 degrees Fahrenheit. So heat by itself can destroy cancer cells at that temperature while not destroying normal cells. The second thing is that the heat itself makes the chemotherapy more potent, kind of like supersize it. And then the third one is that for any small tumor nodules, the heat softens those tumor nodules, and therefore the chemotherapy can penetrate, get into the cancer cells in a better way.
What about side effects, Dr. Esquivel? Is there any difference with the chemotherapy and HIPEC versus standard traditional?
So when it comes to side effects, the main side effects are going to be related to the surgery itself. Now remember, so HIPEC itself is not just one treatment modality. We combine it always first with surgery and then the heated chemo. So the side effects from the chemo itself, as very little of it gets absorbed, are very minimal. Most of the side effects and complications from having HIPEC are going to be directly related to how big of an operation you need.
How long is this procedure typically?
When we first started doing this, it used to be about 12 hours, but I think that as we gotten better at selecting the patients that truly benefit from this, we have shortened the time to about 7 hours.
So tell us just in the last minute, Dr. Esquivel, if you would, really your best advice for people listening about this type of procedure and what people that have been diagnosed with cancer should be thinking about when they're seeking care?
I think that the best thing would be that any patient that has any tumor that has a spread in the abdomen and pelvis should be asking that question to the healthcare providers. Is HIPEC right for me? And of course, not everyone will be a candidate, but unless you evaluate a patient for that particular procedure, you won't know. And one of the problems that we do have is that, like I mentioned before, this procedure has been around for about 30 years, which is fairly new compared to other treatment modalities. So not everybody is aware of this particular treatment.
It's fascinating information, Dr. Esquivel. Thank you so much for being with us today. This is great. You're listening to Managing Cancer with Cancer Treatment Centers of America. For more information, you can go to cancercenter.com. That's cancercenter.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.